You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is MLB.com Extras, Chicago White Sox edition. I'm Anthony Kastrovitz, and opening day is right around the corner. Scott Merkin will be there with your Chicago White Sox as they try to build off of a huge winner. They're probably the winners of the winter in the AL Central. We'll see if they'll be the winners of the regular season as well. Merk, as we're at the end of camp here, how different was the spring camp in just terms of, for a club no longer in transition and just with that contending mindset?
Yeah, I think it's just a different feel because you know there's a chance. And I'm not, playing down. Because remember in 2013, they came to camp off a season where they were in first place for 117 days and won 85 games. So it didn't come until a little while into the season that people knew that wasn't going to happen in 13. 14 was, kind of that step back, take a step forward. And this year, a lot of excitement, a lot of good things, a lot of young guys stepped up. That's, I think, one of the key things of the camp was, some of the top young talent that stepped forward and, if not necessarily made the team out of this camp, is there for the future. So the Sox are good in the present, and they've really started to build a young core for the future, and that's Rick Hahn's goal. Rick Hahn is, trust me, if they win the World Series in 2015 and finish fourth the next 2 years, I don't think it's going to break their heart, but their goal is to be the team that contends every year and has a shot to win that World Series every year, not 1 year and then, fades off for 3 or 4. So they want to win now, they want to win in the present, and they've taken the right steps to get to that point, it seems like, so far.
Yeah. Well, I look at this roster and I think rotation depth is probably the biggest question mark. And we know Carlos Rodon is very well thought of and could be a major impact piece for them at some point this season. But just as far as how things line up on opening day, I would point to that as probably the biggest question mark. Is that biggest question mark to you, Merk, or do you see something else?
Well, are you talking depth in terms of the first five or talking depth behind the first five?
I'm talking about the first five. I'm talking about those basically those 4 or 5 spots once Chris Sale comes back.
Well, I'll say this. I think, they're 1-2-3 with Sale, Samardzija, and Quintana when healthy. Stacks up as strong as anyone else in the American League. I mean, there's probably some that are as strong, but not right. Any that I can think of that are strong. I mean, Price, Verlander, and Sanchez, all healthy, are pretty darn good too, but I think the Sox could even that. I think the fourth and fifth starters, you're not always going to have, like what the Tigers had last year, 1-5 rotation of all stars. I think Danks has a chance to kind of come back and be kind of a burly light, and that, they've worked on his arm angle, they've worked on his delivery a little bit, his leg kick, and I think, a couple years now fully removed from surgery, that you may see a different pitcher this year. Not a different pitcher, maybe closer to the form John was before he had the arthroscopic shoulder surgery in August of 12. And, Noesi they like, and Noesi's had a good camp. He's been kind of under the radar because there's been so much focus on Sale being hurt. And is it Samardzija or is it Quintana for opening day? But they liked what he did as a starter. Now, granted, there's a difference between starting probably when, you're a team that doesn't have much of a chance for the playoffs versus a team that does have a chance for the playoffs. Yeah. But, Don Cooper has done some work with him. They like what they found in him as a starter. And I think the key thing to remember, as you just pointed out, is that Carlos Rodon is right there waiting in the wing. So, if something falters, you have him to put in there. And then on the second step, Rick Hahn, Kenny Williams, they're ready to make a move if they need help there. So I think, yeah, you're right. I mean, they don't have 5 all-stars per se there, but I think the back end of rotation is going to be better than people think. But, I mean, it kind of maybe pales a little bit in comparison to the front three, but it'll hold up pretty well, I think.
And I like their lineup a lot. I'll take their first 5 or 6 spots in the lineup against almost any other AL team, really. I think they have some nice weapons there, some nice balance. Obviously, that man in the middle, Jose Abreu, great power. And that leads me to my next question, Merk, because we're going to play a little over-under game here with you.
Okay.
With a few of these guys. I'm going to start with Jose Abreu. 35 home runs. Does Abreu finish over or under that in 2015?
I am going to say over. Over slightly.
Okay. Better protection, is that the main
feel there? Yeah, I think he understands the major league game a little better. I think he's going to be able to pace himself a little bit better. There's no question he got tired, and some people in the organization said he was just kind of beat up, during those last couple months where his home run total dropped off. But, again, to point out the kind of player he is, I think in 2 of those last 3 months of the season, he hit over 370 in the third one, he hit like 300. So I just think just because of the player he is. But you're right. I mean, even – as strong you are as a player, if there's no one behind you, they're just going to pitch around you. So I think that the protection right. certainly does help with DeRoche and Garcia behind him. But I think just the player that he is, he's going to be able to duplicate what he did last year and probably even be a little better.
And protection in front of him, too. He should have more
exactly.
traffic on the base
yes,
path in front of him, and that could reveal itself, too. So this next one, it basically comes down to how quickly you feel he'll get back on the mound in a regular season game. But Chris Sale, 200 innings pitched, over or under?
Wow. Assuming this is his only blip on the, you know, because he's had some, you know, some injury things that have cost him
sure.
3 or 4 weeks a couple times over his years as starter, I'm going to say over slightly. I think, you know,
okay.
once he's healthy, he's seven innings almost every time out. There's rare, it's a rare time where you see him go under that. So assuming he misses one, maybe two starts, that's still 31, 32 starts. So I think over 200 innings for Chris.
All right, Justin Marja has never logged double-digit wins, and we know the win stat is certainly not always a telltale sign for a pitcher's season, but does he get over or under 10 wins this season?
I will say over. I will say over because I think he's going to pitch for a team that has a better offense, you know, than he's played for certainly in the past. I think, you know, he knows the American League from his little bit of time in the Oakland organization, and you know, this is a big year for him. It's his free agent year, and obviously the Sox would like to lock him down, but, you know, they'll have a chance even if he goes out there. But he wants to have a good season. He wants to have a good season because he knows the team can win, too. He's the ultimate competitor. So I'm going to say over, maybe in, like, the 15-16 range. But, as Jose Quintana proves, wins are not always, you know, a great sign. But sometimes they do make a difference. You know, sometimes they do show what a pitcher's capable. So I would say over double digits for sure.
Yeah, I think that one's a layup. I think he goes over, and it's a guy who had almost historically bad luck as far as run support early last year with the Cubs, and don't think he'll have quite as much issue there this season with the White Sox. David Robertson, new addition in the ninth inning, has not hit the 40 save threshold in his career yet, but does he go over or under 40 saves this season with the Sox?
Well, that's a good one. That's a good one. I think right around there. I'm going to say slightly under, maybe 38, 39, just because of the fact that I think, well, he's certainly the closer. There could be other guys who pick up a save or two if he's worked a lot. So I think right around 38, 39 would be for his saves, and still have an excellent year. But I just think slightly under for 40 saves.
Okay. The White Sox last year won 73 games. I think we can agree a 10-win improvement in Major League Baseball is a pretty substantial leap from one year to the next. They
right.
probably have their eyes on an even bigger leap. So I'm going to set it at 83. Do they go over or under 83 wins?
I'm going to say over. I'm probably not quite as convinced as what they think over, because I think we can both probably pretty closely agree, Anthony, that if they want to be a playoff team, they've got to go 17 over probably what they won last year. You know, I would think probably 88, 89 at the minimum is what they're going to need to be a playoff contender. 90 would pretty much do it. So I don't know if they're going to go 17 over, but I could see them being an 85, 86 win team this year for sure. And then with some luck, you know, or some even more inspired play than they hope for, go above 85, 86 there.
Well, I think 85, 86 is just a guess, but I think that could be playoff range this year. We'll see.
I think so. Yeah.
I'm
just saying,
division,
like 88 to 90 is pretty much a guarantee, but you're right. 85, 86 might do it for them.
Yeah, a lot of teams are shooting for mid-80s at this point. That's kind of the new norm. Teams used to shoot for the mid-90s, and now or the low 90s, and now they're shooting for the mid-80s, really, because they're so much beating up on each other going on, especially in the Central Division, which should be much improved, and the White Sox are a big part of that improvement.
Four teams contending there for sure, with Cleveland, Detroit, Kansas City, and the White Sox.
Yeah. All right, last one, Mark. Eagles concerts for Scott Merkin, 2, over, under?
I'm going to go under. And, you know, with an asterisk, maybe someone will be able to – maybe I'll finally get to meet Joe Walsh or Glenn Frey, and they'll realize what a big supporter I've been for the years, and they'll get me to a show. But if I'm purely paying, it's going to have to just be one. We got a limit. We got the budget. I got to, you know, eat and, you know, pay bills and that kind of thing. So we'll say one viewing of Take It Easy and Desperado this year, it looks like.
And plus, you might not have October free to go, you know, follow them around the country.
True.
So,
that's a good point.
You must be busy that month, Mark. I want to thank Scott Merkin for joining us. Thank you all for tuning in. This has been MLB.com Extras, Chicago White Sox edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night, on every device. Visit MLB.tv for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.